I'm delighted to say that my guest this afternoon is Chris O'Brien, Marketing Manager from the Harlequin Theatre in Redhill. Chris, good afternoon and welcome to Susie Radio.
Good afternoon. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
It's lovely to have you in the hot seat over the other side of the panel there, Chris. Now, you're a Scotsman, even though you don't sound all that much like it.
No, I've been down here for a wee while. Throw a few whiskies my way and the accent will come right back, though, I'm afraid to say.
How did you get down here in the first place?
Oh, God, I've been down here since about 1995. So I've got to say, for work, you know, I'm from Inverness and, you know, there's not that much to do in the social media world up in the depths of the Highlands, but there's plenty to do in the theatres down here.
I did go to Inverness Airport once. I got well turned over and frisked on the way back out as well.
That makes a lot of sense. We take that money so that we can help fund the monster hoaxes.
Do you get back to Scotland much, Chris?
I do. I actually try to get back every year. I'm doing a massive walking holiday this year, actually. I'm doing the West Highland Way, which is something insane, like 190 kilometres in just 4 days. So I'll have the blisters to prove that I've done that one.
And you'll need a wee dram after that,
absolutely.
No doubt. If not during. You're a bit of a climber as well, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to get back and do my Munro bagging, as it's known up
any,
there.
Any exciting or terrifying moments as a climber?
Yeah, absolutely. I think being up Ben Nevis and realising that we're walking through a cloud, could no longer see the path, and thinking, that's definitely a cliff. My walking pole's going into open space. That's a bit of a terrifying moment.
Now, we're supposed to be talking about the Harlequin.
Absolutely.
So tell us what the role of marketing manager at the theatre really involves.
Well, I suppose that what I've really got to do is just let people know we've got a theatre, tell them about what we've got going on and get them through the door, you know, which has been particularly easy this year just because of the quality of the people that we've got performing in the very near future.
What's going on at the moment at the theatre?
Well, as you alluded to just a few moments ago, we're very, very lucky to have T'Pau playing with us next Saturday. Carol Decker's back with a new album, a new tour. I think she's got a new single out called Nowhere, and it's called the Pleasure and Pain Tour at the moment. And it's going to be fantastic to see Carol Decker belting out China in Your Hand on stage. And we're really looking forward to having her along.
When is that exactly?
So it's next Saturday. So that's the 21st. And that's at 7:30 p.m. But I've got to be honest, it's an interesting week we've got at the Harlequin. It's a half-term week, but we're completely full. So for the kids, we've got Hugless Douglas next Tuesday, which I'm sure is going to be an absolute sellout and a riot for the children. But I have to say, the show that I'm looking forward to the most is that we've got Mr. Steve Parrish of Motorcycle Cycling fame in the theatre on Thursday. And if people don't remember Steve Parrish, he was a fantastic racer in the 70s, best mates with Barry Sheen, and it's sort of commonly accepted that if he'd spent more time on his riding than he had on his practical jokes, then he'd have probably been world champion several times.
Is that a one-man stand-up evening with sort of thing?
Yeah, so Steve's coming along. His daughter's going to be introducing him. He's going to be showing many of the bikes that he's raced on. There's going to be some guys from Yamaha there as well, and he's going to be telling loads of stories about himself and Barry Sheen. I know that there's going to be stories about how he used to drop his kids off to school in a hearse with the registration PEN 15, so you could sort of fill in the blanks on that one. But we're delighted to have somebody like Steve along. And of course, for those people who don't know, after Steve stopped racing, he went into commentating, but via a very strange path. He actually started doing tractor racing and truck racing in the States at one point. So yeah, we're really looking forward to hearing about Steve's madcap life.
He's not going to bring a wall of death in with him.
I would love it if he brought a wall of death with him, but I'm afraid it'll probably just be a Yamaha 500.
It sounds a bit like a health and safety issue to me. Completely off the cuff here now, are you very much affected by the Redhill redevelopment at the moment?
Well, we're not affected by it right now at all. I mean, it's only a positive thing for us, really, because it's opening up the streets. We're going to have, you know, a better quality of shop on the streets as well. We've got, I think there's a Waitrose going in the very near future. And just all the development can only be good for Redhill.
Tell us about the magic glasses.
Magic glasses. So at the Harlequin Theatre, we're actually the only cinema in the country that's invested in these so far. So it's a bit like 3D glasses, but you pop them on, and it's so that you can see captioned subtitles without actually having them on the screen. And the benefit to us and to the customer is it means that you don't have to segregate audiences anymore. So if you're somebody that's hard of hearing, you want to see subtitles, you can go to the same screening as perhaps somebody who needs audio described and wants to wear some headphones, and with another member of your family who just wants to watch a normal screening. So we're trying to take the segregation out of cinema screenings, to be honest. And the other thing for us is it means we only have to show one screening to reach the three people. So obviously there's a cost benefit for us too, and I'm, being a Scotsman, never going to complain about that.
I couldn't possibly comment. Now, we've mentioned Tapao. I believe we've got Barbara Dixon and Majua waiting in the wings.
We have, yeah. So Barbara's actually playing next week as well, during half-term week. She's got a new tour called her Winter Tour. She's gone a bit back to her sort of 70s Scottish folksy heritage. I think it's going to be a really interesting gig. There's a few tickets left at the moment, so do get on the phone to the Harlequin if you'd like to book some of those tickets. But again, it's going to be a big show from Barbara. I'm pretty sure we'll hear I Know Him So Well. Elaine Page won't be there, but I would be very surprised if we didn't hear that on the night.
Let me give you an Ed Balls Newsnight moment and ask you for the number at the Harlequin booking office.
Ah, no problem at all. It's 01737 276 500. That's 01737 276 500.
Jolly good. Thank you very much. And Midge later in the year?
Yeah, so Midge is playing on the 19th of September. And it's going to be a bit of an unusual gig, actually. Midge recorded an album, I think it's nearly 20 years ago, called Breathe, which met with massive critical acclaim. It was very much, it was a bit in the vein of Barbara, actually. It was a bit more back to his Celtic Scottish roots. And for this tour, he's got together with a band called the Electric India Company, and they're going to perform that entire album on stage. But they're going to intersperse it, if you like, with the songs that you'd expect. There will be Vienna. He is playing If I Was. And there will be all the other hits you'd expect. And, you know, for me, I'm really looking forward to hearing Dancing with Tears in My Eyes again.
OK, and you've got a couple of shows coming up with really crowd-pulling names, to wit Frozen and Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, so this is the guys at a company called Singalonga. And if you're not familiar with this, it's absolutely fantastic. They started years ago with The Sound of Music. And I think the first time they did it would have been at the Prince Charles Theatre in Leicester Square. And essentially what they do is they get the film, you get all the song lyrics on screen, they'll have a warm-up host, there'll be people on stage singing along, and it's just an absolute riot of an evening. I know that for Frozen, the kids are encouraged to dress up, everybody will be looking great, and for Dirty Dancing, you don't have to dress up, but we certainly encourage it, and I think we can have a very good night there.
Vibrant is the word that springs to mind there.
Indeed.
Now, I mentioned stand-up just now. What about comedy in the near future?
Good gosh, well, there's an awful lot of comedy going on. Some people you've heard of, maybe some people you haven't heard of, actually. We've got a German comedian, Henning Venn, who's probably most famous for his appearances on QI. Again, only a couple of tickets left for that, so you want to get on that quickly. But then we've got some favourites, if you like. We've got Jethro coming to the theatre on April the 10th. I can see you nodding away there. Everyone loves a bit of Jethro. They might not like to admit it, but we all love a bit of Jethro. And then we have Richard Herring, which is in May. Richard is probably most famous for doing his Lee and Herring slots and doing stuff on the Mary Whitehouse show many years ago. But then the one I'm looking forward to the most, I've got to say, everybody's favourite glam role model, Catherine Ryan. She's probably one of the best female comedians on the circuit at the moment. She's playing in June. Again, tickets are already selling fast. And if you haven't heard of her before, check her out on YouTube, because I truly think she's one of the funniest comedians to start for years.
Chris, time absolutely flies. I must ask you quickly about Cheryl Ferguson and Beauty and the Beast.
Well, Beauty and the Beast, it was our most successful panto ever. And, you know, Cheryl played a massive part in that. You know, the way she was sort of walking around the streets, terrorising people to come into the theatre, was absolutely brilliant. And, of course, now it's up to us to try and get a star just as big as Cheryl for this year's panto, which will be Aladdin.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Aladdin, it's all a bit top secret at the moment, because
okay,
it's in the development stage. I can tell you that we'll be having our dance auditions very soon, and that a big star is soon to be announced.
And that will be running in the usual pre-Christmas time slot?
Absolutely. That'll be running from December the 12th to January the 3rd.
Now, Chris, that's our 10 minutes. It's amazing how fast it goes. We're going back to Midge, and there's something special for you about this Midge song in Valentine's week, I believe.
Absolutely. Well, believe it or not, I think it's this week that I've been together with my fiancée for 9 years, so I really should get around to marrying her, and that's what we're going to be doing next year. So, Susie, which is her name, believe it or not, this one's for you. It's If I Was by Midge.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here representing the Harlequin Theatre this afternoon as their marketing manager. Come and see us again, won't you?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.